Welcome back to What's the Point of the Midrash, the weekly podcast where we take a look at a rabbinic text and offer suggestions to answer the question, what's the point of the Midrash? My name is Rabbi Josh Yoder, and this week for Parshat Re'eh, we're going to consider the possibility if Israel can get bigger. What do I mean by that? In Devarim Deuteronomy 12:20, we find Ki Archiv Hashem Elokecha et Gvulecha, when the Lord your God has enlarged your territory, Ka'asher Diberlech, as he has said to you that he will do. Verse continues, completely unrelated to anything else, talks about eating meat and some of the laws about what makes eating meat permissible. But focusing just on those first couple of words of Ki Archiv Hashem Elokecha et Gvulecha. So on these words, Devarim Rabba, Deuteronomy Rabba 4:11, says, Efshar Shekadosh Baruch Hu Marchiv et Eretz Yisrael? Is it possible that God can make Israel larger? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, HaMegillah Hazot Ein Adam Yodea Kama Arecha VeKama Rachba. That this scroll, no one knows really what its length is and what its width is. Kishihi niftachat hu muda'at kamahi. But if you open up, you unfurl the scroll, you'll know exactly what its dimensions are. Kach Eretz Yisrael. This is what the land of Israel is. Kol ruba harim ugvaot, with all of its mountains and its valleys. Minayan, how do you know this? Shana Emar, it's written in Devarim Deuteronomy 11, verses 11 and 12. Varet Hashem overim shama lerishta, eretz harim uvkaot, limtar hashamayim tishtemayim, eretz asher Hashem lokecha doresha tatamid, enei Hashem elokecha ba, merishit hashana v'ada harit shana. That this land that you're going to possess, it is a land of hills and valleys, drinks water of rain as it comes down, land which God cares for, eyes of the Lord are always upon it from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. So based on these verses, well, Israel's a land of hills and valleys. Of course, you could also take a look at it and figure that out for yourself. At any rate, Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion continues, Keshe yashre ota HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when God will level out the land of Israel. Minayin, how do you know that he will? Shet ne'mar, as it says in Yeshayahu Isaiah 42, Kol ge yinase v'chol har v'giv'a yishpalu, v'haya he'akov l'mishor v'harchisim lavik'a. Every valley will be lifted up, every mountain shall be made low, and the rugged shall be made level as the rough places up as a plain. Ota sha'a hi muda'at mahi, and only then will the full extent of the borders be known. So according to this analogy, he's taking this verse from Yeshayahu, which means that he'll level the mountains and raise up the valleys, which of course you could just do laterally. It's almost like he's saying, well, if you stretch out the land, meaning topographically, well, then you'll get to know what the full borders of the land of Israel really are. What intrigues me about this Midrash is almost how unnecessary it is in terms of finding an answer to the question. You're talking about Ki Archiv Hashem et Gvulecha, when God will increase your borders, and the question is, how can your borders increase? The simplest answer is through military conquest. Following at least the opinion of Rambam, Maimonides in Hilchot Melachim, the Laws of Kings, chapter 5, halacha 6, Kol ha'aratzot shekoveshin Yisrael b'melech al pi beitin, all of the lands which Israel conquers in wars led by a king and approved by the court. This beitin isn't just your regular court of three people. This is referring to the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court of Israel. Hareze kibush rabim. This is the conquering of the masses or the people. V'harehi ke'eretz Yisrael shekavash Yehoshua l'chol davar. And the lands that they conquered are no different than the land of Israel as Joshua conquered when the Jewish people entered the lands of Israel the first time. V'hu shekavashu achar kibush kol eretz Yisrael ha'amura b'Torah. But only if this comes after he has conquered the land of Israel that was defined in the Torah. According to Rambam here, simply you can expand the land of Israel through military conquest. That would seem to be the easiest way to expand Israel, or to explain what does it mean that the borders of Israel are going to be expanded. So Rav Yitzchak's answer of appealing to some miracle, and then really you'll know just how large the borders of Israel are, it seems that Rav Yitzchak's miraculous interpretation seems to me to be unnecessarily complicated when you've got a very simple answer there. My working theory right now, kind of as a guess, is why take this particular approach is that it's a way of showing to the people who live in the land of Israel to not only appreciate the land of Israel for what it is, but to appreciate all of these elements of Israel that are so easy to take for granted in terms of the hills and the valleys. And you think about, you know, territory and people fighting over space and whatnot, you know, the options of going up and down are also options as well. And it's very easy to think, well, we don't necessarily have enough. And you think a bit creatively of, well, no, it's not just lateral, it can be up and down. And maybe by changing how you think about things, you're never going to know the full extent of what it is that you have until you look at things from a very different perspective. And the invocation of the messianic principle of God raising the valleys and lowering the mountains, I think, connects it with what a messianic era might be, of not just increased prosperity, but an increased appreciation for what we've had, and perhaps what we've always had, but from a very different perspective. Or alternatively, perhaps if we started thinking in such terms, we might be able to merit the messianic era in the first place. Those are my thoughts, but I'd love to hear yours. Please feel free to reach out to me what you think the point of this midrash is. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is @JUter, also on Facebook, or send me an email via my website, www.joshuter.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great week and a wonderful Shabbat.